The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ed in Michigan, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Well, I installed a two-person jacuzzi-type tub in one of the bathrooms in the house.
That sounds pretty nice.
It's fantastic. I currently have a 40-gallon gas water heater that just doesn't supply the demand for hot water when I fill up this tub. Would it be better for me to get an inline water heater, or with some creative piping and valving, I should be able to put a second 40-gallon water heater in series with my current water heater?
When you say an inline water heater, are you talking about a tankless water heater?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you definitely need more capacity. That's the first thing. If you were to put a second water heater in, and a tankless water heater in particular, you would also have the ability to zone your hot water. Do you ever find yourself, Ed, waiting, you know, quite a while for the water to get hot, say, in the master bath?
Not really, no.
Okay, so then you don't really have a distribution issue. So the only question here is what kind of a larger water heater do you want to put in? I would recommend against putting in two water heaters, because two water heaters are not going to be nearly as efficient as one. What I would suggest you do is replace the 40-gallon with either a tankless, which will be certainly the most efficient way to go, or with a 50 or more gallon gas water heater with a quick recovery. Whatever you do, I would use the highest efficiency available.
Well, that's my point, though. I don't use this jacuzzi-type tub very often, maybe once a week.
But if you put a second water heater in, it's going to stay hot all the time.
Not if I turn it down.
No. No, it's still going to waste a lot of energy. I would rather, listen, if you're concerned about energy efficiency, I would suggest you get an on-demand tankless water heater, because it's only going to heat the amount of water you need when you need it. That would be the most efficient way to go.
What kind of flow rate would you recommend?
Well, you're going to get a flow rate that's going to be based on the number of appliances in the house that you need, number of fixtures in the house. That will be specified by the manufacturer, but you can buy one that's appropriately sized for the number of bathrooms and the type of fixtures. The key here when you install the tankless, by the way, is to make sure it's piped correctly with the gas lines, because even the tankless water heaters use less gas, but they use a larger volume of it just for a shorter period of time. So you have to make sure you have the right size gas lines in there, and then it'll work very well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Yeah, two water heaters are never as efficient as one. And, you know, we all know you're not going to be involved in turning one up and down and up and down. You're just going to leave it up.
Well, you're not going to go with that hassle.
Yeah.
What if you went with the larger water heater but put a timer on it?
You can't have a timer on a gas water heater.
You can only have
a timer on an electric water heater, but it's a good thought.
All right.
However, you could have it, you know, if you had a on-demand water heater, a tankless, you know, you can program that to bring the water up to a higher temperature just when you hop in the tub. And
so
then go
it
down
itself
again.
Acts as a timer.
Well, not as a timer, but you have more control. You have a better control over it than you ever have with a regular standard water heater. That's why I call the standard water heaters dumb water heaters. Because they heat the water whether you need it or not. Who's next?